We got to talk to Will Forte. Hello, Will.
Hey, Will.
Hi, how you doing?
We're good.
Pretty good. We were just talking about animals and destroying things in your house. Do you have any animals?
I don't right now, but I grew up with dogs until I went to college.
And I noticed on the show, The Last Man on Earth, I'm trying to think. I don't see any animals on the show either. There's like never a bird, never a squirrel, nothing.
All the animals are dead.
Everything, yeah. Everything is dead. You are the last thing
that's
on
gotta
earth.
That's got to be so tough to shoot a show like that, because you're like the perfect scene. All of a sudden, there's a bird, and they're like, hang on, we got to go. There was a bird that flew.
It is the biggest pain in the butt.
Right.
It's crazy. Like, there's, you forget how noisy life is, because you just, all these sounds are become, you just get used to it. It's kind of like when you're living in New York, and it seems so loud all the time, but you just get used to it, and somehow you can get to sleep at night. But, like, out here, when you're trying to make sure there's no sound at all, you just realize how many planes are flying over at all times.
Right.
And then we shoot in Chatsworth, and there's also a train there. It really is a big production hassle.
Now, the beard that you grew for the show, that was yours. That wasn't a prosthetic or whatever they put on your face. That was real hair.
How dare you, sir?
Yeah.
You grew that
well,
out.
Well, some guys can't, Will Forte.
I know. I didn't think that I could. I was very surprised by what popped on my face. It was.
How long did it take you to grow that thing?
It was about 6 months. About 6 months till it got like its real heft, and then it started kind of growing into itself.
Did you have to feel like when you were out, you're like, no, I'm doing a TV show.
What the hell's wrong with Will? What's going on with him? Look at his face.
Is he depressed? What's happening?
It really was, yeah, something. You had to dress up a little nicer than you usually do, or else people really, really...
handing you money.
Were nervous being around you.
Yeah, it is a great show, and it's unlike any other show that I think Fox has even attempted to put on, as far as like just the undertaking. Like you said, you think it would be an easy show to shoot, The Last Man on Earth, but with the way you're saying it, it is a huge undertaking.
Yeah, it's really tricky, but thank God the guys who I came up with the idea with are the smartest guys around. They're the guys who did the Lego Movie and 21, 22 Jump Street. So they, we all, they're kind of taking care of a lot of that stuff.
And, how many years ago were you like, we ought to do this show? It's like he's the only guy left. And how long had you thought about this before you actually got it made?
Well, not very long. I had this notebook filled with ideas, and one of the things in there was this idea. And Chris and Phil, the two guys I was just talking about, they wanted to get together and write something. We've known each other for years, and so they had an idea like this also. So when we kind of settled on this idea, it was kind of a combo of both of our crazy ideas, but it really was like, God, a year and a half ago, I think, or actually probably it was not last summer, but the summer before we came up with the idea, and then pitched it. And then started writing the show, and then a couple months later, we started shooting them. So it's been a pretty fast process.
Will Forte on the phone with us plays Phil Miller, who is the last man on Earth. He continues to live in Tucson, and you had a special one-hour episode this Sunday called "Dunk the Skunk, Some Friggin' Fat Guy."
it's a two-parter.
Two-parter.
So it's an hour long, but it's two different episodes.
Okay, the premiere was like that too, right? Where you did two episodes, the premiere?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it is a fantastic show. I definitely see awards in your future because you're...
For anybody who hasn't watched it, I would say that the best way to watch it, you got to start at the beginning because it's serialized. So each episode kind of, connects to the other one in a way that you'll get more enjoyment if you start from the beginning
and catch up.
It's like starting from the beginning as if you were yourself the last person on Earth, and you have to go through the emotions of that process, that you do kind of have to start the show at the beginning and go through the process with Phil, which is a great character, and I'm loving the show. It's my favorite show on TV right now.
Thank you very much.
So, yeah, good luck with that. And everybody, be sure and watch it. Check it out. It's Sundays at 9 p.m. on Fox. Will, when you're ever out here in Los Angeles, you got to stop in and hang out with us, okay?
I live here, so I would love to.
All right.
What am I doing in this room right here?
I know. What are you doing? Come on, people. All right. Thank you, Will. We'll talk to you soon. When we come back, we got a little Mystery News Theater, so stick around. We're Heidi and Frank. Come back to 95.5KLOS.com every day to hear more clips like these and to get the entire Heidi and Frank show. Go to HeidiandFrank.com and become a premium member. All access, people. On demand. Webcast. Behind the scenes. Too much to name right here. Go to HeidiandFrank.com. Check it out.